You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And guess what? Today we're talking about this. SOL, you know it, soul, sipping on life in 56 countries and counting. I know. I discovered that this morning. I thought we were in 25 countries. I was wrong. We are now in 56 countries, women from around the globe sipping on life together. I want to say thank you, dear soul, for being one of those. Dear brave heart women, brave soul that you are, sipping on life, hopefully no longer drowning on it, no longer drowning in it, but sipping on it. Together we can do so much more than we can do alone. You know, I remember those times of feeling so alone. And it was when I felt most alone that I felt like I was drowning severely. And it wasn't until I reached out and I asked for someone to come along with me and grab my hand, lock arms with me and say, you know what? We're not going down, but we are going to swim. We're going to keep swimming. And we're doing this thing together. So again, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for being one of these women in 56 countries around the globe sipping on life. So I want to remind you today, I want to remind you that you also have a message within you. That's right, you, my dear, have a message within you, and it's speaking to you. I believe it's a hopeful message. Hope is within you and it's speaking to you. The question is, are you listening? And as you listen, then you can be a messenger for that message. You can be the one who helps create a listening for the message by being the first one to listen to your heart and soul. And when you do and you connect, and you absolutely make love with the life that you're living and allow yourself to creatively expand exponentially, you will be able to share this message with others. And when you do, we all benefit. We all rise up. We all expand. We all grow. And we can all sip on this message together. Imagine what that would look like for your life. You know, I've told you before, but for those of you who are newer to the podcast, I remember in the beginning, I've known for a long time that I am a messenger of hope, and I desired to do a podcast for many years. I attempted on two other occasions, and my commitment at that time was only to do one a week. And I remember that seemed huge with everything that was going on in my life at that time. But it wasn't until I decided and I made the commitment, I'm doing this every single day, that everything began to shift. Why? Because I believe when we're doing our life's work, when we are sharing the true message of our heart, it's not a weekly thing, but it's a daily thing. Now, I'm not saying that if you've got a message in your heart and maybe you even feel like this call to do a podcast, that you have to do it every day. I'm simply saying that whatever makes your heart sing, whatever that song is in your heart, allow it to happen. Allow it to express herself every single day, no matter what you're doing, because you are the common denominator. In order to be the lover of your life, you must fully engage in being the liver, the one who lives your life. Stop allowing everyone else to live your life. You live your life. Tap into the message that's in you because it's not only for us. It's first and foremost for you, my dear. And then when you listen, you receive, you begin to expand, then you can share it with all of us as well, for all those that you meet, and even the ones that you have yet to meet. No different than you, my dear. I haven't yet met you. For some of you, I have. I've had the joy, the honor, the privilege of knowing you on a deeper level. But also for some of you, I haven't yet met you. We haven't met, but I believe someday we will. And even for those of you that we will never meet, I believe that our hearts have met through this message. And by you sipping on it and taking it all in and allowing yourself to receive the delicious nature of who you are, I trust that your life is expanding, that your outreach is expanding, that your impact and your legacy is growing and expanding. So as I sit here today, guess what? I'm in my closet, of course, my podcast studio, and today I actually got a new desk in here. It's a standing desk. So do I sound like I'm standing up? And even though I'm not fully standing right now, I'm kind of on this bar stool thing, sort of half standing, half sitting. I have room to stand. I have room to continue to grow with you. My question is, have you given yourself room to go, to grow, and to flow with your life, my dear? So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. What is that still, small voice within you, deep within your heart and soul? What is it saying to you? Take some time today to listen and write it down. And as you do, begin to imagine what it would be like if you allowed that voice to fully express herself in every area of your life and everything that you put your hands to. Because you have a bigger voice than you can imagine, and you have the ability and opportunity to have a greater impact on those that you touch than you've ever had before. It starts within your own heart and soul, my dear. Listen, and then begin to speak and share the message that's within you. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here. I believe with all my heart, I have heard your heart's cry. I have heard your heart's song deep within my heart for so many years. It's what's kept me going. It's what keeps me going. And I cannot thank you enough for being a part of the Soul Date movement, the global movement of women sipping on life around the world. Also, if you have not yet subscribed on iTunes or Stitcher, I'm going to invite you to do that right now. I would so love and appreciate if you would give a rating and a review and let others know if this message is actually making a difference in your life. Please share it. Care enough to share, my dear. And I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.